this week on Your Mom's House.
Oh, it was a good payday.
It was, COVID was great for me. You know, it was bad for everyone. I got to, I traveled so cheap.
So wait, so what happened in Fukushima?
What do you mean what happened? You know what happened.
No, no, I meant when you arrived.
Why do you think I'm so goddamn tall? Radiation. They're like fat women, that's women so with facial hair, ugly
old
women.
Old women, moms, women, grandmas.
Missing limb. So, so porn is more pro women than fashion.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Your Mom's House.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I got a DUI, baby.
Oh,
welcome
Jones.
To Your Mom's House. I'm very excited today. This is like, I don't normally get this excited about a guest, but this is, I'm telling you, I'm amped the fuck up.
Well, of course, he's the OG-est of the G's.
It's like, you know, this. You when you see today's guest, you're going to be like,
you guys are doing good.
You know that we're top tier here. One of my all-time favorites. This is why Your Mom's House exists.
Seriously.
But There's so much, and there's not enough time to get into everything. So why don't we, instead of waiting, just start with a very, just, you know, opening clip and get to the show.
Yeah,
So
I hear you, buddy.
Are you ready for the opening clip?
I'm pumped, bro.
Let's do it.
I am your slave. I am your mindless, obedient slave. I have no will. I have no mind. I am your slave, master.
Oh, she's beautiful.
So hot. Are you hard?
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone fucking to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
So hot.
Welcome to Your Mom's House with Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to Your Mom's House.
So for people listening, if they're just listening, it's just, we should just say there's a lady in a dress, older lady with a purse, heels, and, you know, not the most traditional face, who is just recording herself.
I don't even know if it's a lady, honestly. That's more of a dude thing to do.
What is?
To be like, I'm your slave. I think it's guy. Do you think it's a guy? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that obvious and I'm an idiot? God damn it.
That was a fun one.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
God damn it. Do you guys know? Have you heard of a Lenovo computer?
Yeah, yeah. They're very good.
This is like the Lenovo of clips.
Yeah, it kind of is. So...
Well, I thought you were such a good actor.
Thanks. Yeah, so this this guy that's wearing a dress is he's just saying like very, and he's saying like in a very creepy way. I'm just saying.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I'm very surprised you chose this for an opening clip because this is usually in my TikTok.
Yeah, it's very much in your wheelhouse.
So like, I feel like you're finally coming to my side of the force in terms of what's amusing and funny.
Sometimes I don't play them because I think they're amusing or funny. Sometimes I play them because I'm kind of freaked out by them. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean.
I need to obey my master. I have no will. I have no mind. I am your mindless, obedient slave.
I mean,
such a bummer.
It's a real bummer. But I'll say this. Got the leg swing down really well that the ladies do.
And you know, slender legs, which is very difficult on a male. And found right-sized shoes. Shoes are very hard to find on men.
Yeah.
Like women's shoes.
Found the right shoes. The dress, nice dress.
Slamming. I like her handbag. Like,
handbag's great.
Overall, it's a solid look. The earrings are good. Mm-hmm. I wish she would open her mouth and enunciate a little more.
I don't like the saying. Yeah. Like this. I have no...
That part wouldn't arouse me as a male viewer. I don't know.
It's the only thing that kept me from finishing. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But the angle's good. The lighting's great. You can see her kitchen in the back. So, you know, she's handy around the kitchen. Like,
overall,
sweet lady.
We just play this because we just wanted you to wake up and start the day right.
That was troubling.
Yeah. If you don't know, because I'm trying to get into, there's so many exciting things.
I know.
A few weeks back, we were doing an episode and our own Ennie was doing his cap report. And during the cap report, he said that ED.
That's so gay.
Is gay. erectile dysfunction just means, you know.
We ain't that straight.
That you're not straight.
Right. And Heather and I concur. We agree with any that ED means you're gay.
ED.
Right.
That any guy who's like, oh, I'm just having trouble with an erection.
Show me what that cock.
You just want to suck on a cock.
You should try fucking a guy. Yeah. Because most straight men, if they're with the right women, they get it up.
Oof.
It's never. And that doesn't bar like occasional erectile problems. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like if you consistently can't get a boner, it's because you're into dudes.
Yeah.
Where the dudes are. So, wow. Did you see that? Yeah. We both did that
synergy.
At the same time. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Synergy.
Well, we put that out there and immediately heard from people that were extremely offended. We even had the great Stavi on here and he was offended in
Stavi
the moment.
Stavi was so mad. Yeah.
He was like, this is so deeply hurtful. He let everybody know that it's not that. But he also said he was willing to try being gay. Well, we got some listener feedback.
Uh-oh, okay.
So here we go. Dear Tom and Christina, I find that there is some truth to what Christina was saying about ED being a gay issue. I'm a man who likes to party. So sexuality is a bit of a spectrum. So sometimes when I try to jump back into dogging chicks after riding pole for a couple months, I have trouble and vice versa. It's hard to jump from ham to sausage sometimes, and your body reacts to it like hot and cold. It's sometimes hard to get your brain and dick working together after switch hitting. Daniel.
Wow, so ED is gay.
Well, hold on. That's just one summary.
That's enough. And he's right.
Big shout out to Daniel. Thanks for being truthful, man. Thanks for being truthful.
Another message. Hey, Jeans, after watching your episode, I realized that my erectile dysfunction was due to me being a gay. I couldn't keep it up with my wife because she is a sexy goddess. Ooh. The first thing I did was search for the nearest dude to bang. It wasn't that hard. Ugly gays must be using Grindr because 47 minutes after watching the podcast, I was up close and personal with a hang down that would scare RPC to death. I took it and honestly, I was pretty proud of myself. Thank you for the life advice, Enny. Team, hashtag Team Enny. That's from Vinny.
Proud of you, bro.
Another guy.
Wow, this is amazing.
And then here's another one. I was remiss to find out this evening the exact moment that I had thought I had found out I was definitely not gay became the exact moment that I has now proven that I am in fact gay. I was having a threesome and I was on the bottom being ridden by a female. She said that she wanted to be doubly penetrated by her boyfriend. I consented. On the first failed attempt to enter, I felt a flaccid serpent-like penis through the thin vaginal wall and immediately lost my erection. This was a very clear indication to me at the time that I was in fact disgusted by a penis, even when it's in a good hot squirting vagine. Turns out I am gayer than 5 guys blowing 10 guys. Anyway, come down later for some moose soup, just glass and Jean.
Wow. I mean, who knew?
That's pretty wild.
Can I tell you something? We are the music makers, the science makers. We figure shit out. And the other one he said is that PMS is cap. And I have to say, Annie, when you said that, I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, I physically feel shitty because I have my period. But like, I can choose my attitude. I don't have to be a cunt bitch, you know?
That's right.
So maybe PMS is cap too.
It's just like the gays.
Okay.
It's all about choices. It's all about choices.
ED is cap, PMS is cap.
Wow, PMS is cap.
I currently am menstruating and I'm choosing to not be a cunt bitch and it's working.
You have been pretty nice today.
Yeah. And I don't feel good. I feel terrible. I thought I had COVID this morning. I woke up. I'm like, I'm dying. Well, and I don't. I'm fine.
If you're really being cool, what that mouth do?
Oh, you know? Stop. Ew, what that mouth do? Who said that?
You know who?
What that mouth do?
Doesn't give blowjobs? Real bitches.
Stick in the muds.
Yep.
Real bitches.
Real stupid, dumb, cunty women. This is, by the way, something that I'm so excited to get into. I have
so much going on in the world.
So this is so exciting to me.
Top breaking story.
This is something that I noticed out of my peripheria.
Periphery? Dude, I actually really had explosive anus.
That's diarrhea.
Yeah.
Not periphery. But yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's good to remember.
I really, really have explosive anus. Yeah.
What a help. That's the
very
if you've learned
helpful.
Anything
the only
from your
acronym
mom's
that's
house.
Ever helped anything. Yes.
Why didn't they teach us that in school?
I don't know. So I noticed this very casually, and it's something that is, you know, it's not going to be that surprising. But then it picked up a little more. And then I talked to the guys, and they were like, oh, yeah. So they had noticed it too, which is that Robert Paul Champagne, one of the absolute most important people on this show.
The coolest of the cool guys.
The coolest of the coolest guys of all time. Jeez. He was here.
Oh, get off!
Sir.
One of the greats. He has, little by little, leaving comments on my page, on the YMH page, on both Instagram and I think on Facebook, where he voices that he is upset with kind of everything here, but mostly with me.
It's directed at you and some jabs at me, but he'll say things like, Christine should just divorce him and take his money. He's got no heart.
I don't know why he's so upset.
He doesn't like me too, but you especially. He's really ramping up lately.
So
shave that dirty beard.
This was on
then
where I was posted on something about my, and so he just wrote straight shave that dirty beard. He has a new nickname for me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, his new nickname for me is Ham Sandwich. So he wrote in this one, he posted himself. Well, look at that mask. That is
That's
absolutely
creepy.
Terrifying.
I need to be fucked a lot, man.
I created a Tom Segura in which lots of mayonnaise and ham and a pair of sunglasses, as he is a big ham anyway.
But what is prompting this?
I don't
we
know
haven't
what's
attacked
prompting
him.
It.
We haven't done anything.
It's just been the regular show, and we always, you know, we give shouts out to RPC.
Yeah, we haven't changed anything on our end. I can't imagine.
This was on Fun Times when I went to his premiere. That was a celebratory day.
Yeah, Yeah.
Notice Tom Grin was not too happy.
Oh, jeez.
Bert is more funnier than drugged up Tom on booze and uppers.
What?
And then he went to his second account and wrote phony. He has two accounts.
He's so fired up.
So fired up. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Then
I think he just wants your attention, Tom.
Bert, never make the mistake of doing a movie with Tom Segura, as he will grab all the glory and fame. You're getting better than him in comedy.
And comedy, Tom.
Now your writing and skills and acting, he needs you so bad as his ratings are slipping bad. It's not funny anymore. Dry toast over burnt. You can make it without him.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's...
Where is this coming from? I just don't... I mean, I think he...
Yeah, I'm going to come to him.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think he wants your attention, Daddy.
I think maybe.
You're not paying attention to Robert. RPC gets like this every now and then.
Yeah, every now and
then. When you're not paying him the attention he deserves, he'll start acting up like this. So you need to stroke him a little. Not that way, but like give him a little ego, give him some love. RPC needs love too.
I was really excited about the storm the other night. I posted a storm video, a couple of them, you know?
Yeah, storm dad.
Boring. He writes boring. And then he writes, storm should have hit you.
Wow.
And then, and speak correct English to me.
Wow.
That's a crazy sentence.
Hurtful.
That you're telling someone to speak N, speak correct English
N,
to me.
The letter N, speak correct English to me.
Then none of that sentence makes sense.
He's grammatically.
And he's saying you need to work on your English.
No, he's completely out of line.
And then he got you here. Look at this one.
Oh, I look great.
Now look what he says.
This is... Oh, wait, he called me Miss Piggy. That was really funny.
But this is Miss Monroe. In that lipstick is called Million Dollar Red and was sold at Macy's. Not Christina P on YMH, whom now has claimed it for hers. Must be honest. Don't get like Tom.
Wow.
So even he turned this one into... An insult at me, but it's...
I know, but he did liken me to Marilyn Monroe, so that's perfect. She is my hero.
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, there he is. He's very envious. I think he's very envious of you. I don't know.
I mean, it's very strange. I think we should do maybe...
What is the deal?
I don't know, man.
He's just ramping up. But he gets cranky like this once a year. We have to call him and like calm him down.
Let's do an unsolicited call.
Yeah, let's hope he answers.
What he does.
Didn't he say he wouldn't speak with us, Nadav? He's so upset. Let's just see what happens.
Let's just see.
He is just...
I just want to... Oh, man, if he answers...
Hey, hello? Won't answer.
You never know.
I was about Cody Island. How was that? I know.
Please leave your message for...
Try again.
Try one more time?
Yeah. Look, we've given him nothing but love and presence and approval. Like, we worship Robert Paul Champagne. He's the greatest. Damn. It upsets me that he's upset with us. It's just so unfounded. We have nothing but love.
We do have a lot of love for him.
He's like the coolest of the cool guys. He started the cool guy club. I believe he was like the original cool guy.
Oh, he is.
I want him behind me because he's so special. Robert, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He did say I look like Miss Piggy on Mom Jeans. It was really funny, though.
Some of his jabs. He's told me before. He's like, I'm a better comedian than you. Better at. He always tells me that he's better at everything.
Yeah. I do a little comedy.
I'm a better comedian than any of you guys.
That's what I was doing at Cody Island.
Why is it breaking up? Yeah.
Please leave your message for.
Because maybe, yeah.
What time is it on the East Coast? He should be awake. It's late in the afternoon. He should be up and running by now.
Try it this way. Now he knows he's like, there's a black guy that wants to fuck bad right now.
I mean it, man. This was Tom. I've been doing a lot of comedy myself. That's what he'll tell you. I do like an act, like a cabaret act.
Please leave your message
All right. Well, that's that. Anyway, I just want you to know, Robert, if you're listening, I think you're going to see this segment that, as always, we're huge supporters. We've always been genuine, big fans. We're always on team RPC. And this is you. You chatted with him about talking to us.
Right. We tried reaching out because we're like,
what
hey,
do you say?
We noticed that you were busy, that you've been upset. And when we tried to set up a call, you said, I'm busy. All other people are cool. And I'm not Uncle Shameless No Shine who begs for attention. But I can't stand glass people or people who laugh at other people, handicap or deaf.
Okay, that's fair. I do laugh at stuff like that.
Yeah, we do laugh at bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, he can't hold it. He's known that from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's not a new trait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've always been jerks.
We've
always
been
that.
I know.
Yeah.
If you want to move in, you can move in. But you got to fuck me.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe... I still think we've always had it in our back pocket that if we ever, you know, if he's ever really upset that we send any to go visit him, that's what he wants.
Is that what he wants instead of hair? A free trip to New York City.
There you go.
$23.95.
He's got wigs. You can wear wigs all weekend.
Oh, dolls.
You get a lease and a key, food.
Rent, you can move in.
Yeah, have fun, man.
It's a mile to wild to kink.
All right. Well, RPC, you know, you still got nothing but love from us, man.
Yeah.
All right? So there you go. You are still in our hearts. Now, let's take a quick break, and we will be back with what I can already tell you is one of my favorite episodes of your mom's house.
Yeah, before. One of the greatest.
Yeah. We'll be back in a minute. We're so happy to have you here. Once again, there's so much to cover in the time that we have, but it is the great Yoshi, everybody.
Oh, my God. Yoshi.
I've actually heard my voice in conversation for nearly 3 years now.
It's so good to see you. We've exchanged messages. I've run into you actually a few times over the last few years, even on tour. You've popped up at shows that I was at. You remember we've run into
Club
each other?
Club Soda Kenny got me a ticket to see you at the MSG during the 9/11 thing. And you were incredible.
Thank you.
I knew you. I mean, I was amazed when John Stewart went up to you begging to talk to you and with his kids and everything. So I was so happy to see that.
It was a fun night. That was a really fun night. And it was so fun to see you. And I think what was the funny thing was that I was talking about, my friend really wants a picture, my high school friend. And I was, because my buddy of mine from high school was at that show.
Right.
And then they're like, okay. And then that person, it might have been John, started to go up to you. They're like, it's your friend. I go, that's not my friend. That guy's Asian. And he was like, oh.
Well, it was during COVID, you know? So I understand.
Yeah.
let's be honest. This is a problem everywhere. Yeah.
It keeps a lot of doors closed.
Yeah.
No, it was great to see you that night. And yeah, we've missed you, man. You've a lot going on very recently.
Yeah.
We had exchanged some messages about, you know, you coming back on. I was super stoked to have you back. And then I was just perusing TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
And going through my crazy algorithm that you have contributed to. Because I'll see things that you share. And then my algorithm goes,
You're welcome.
You like sad stuff?
You're welcome.
And then as I'm swiping, this video starts. I see this woman walking up the street in New York. She goes, oh, I think Epstein's place is over here.
Yeah.
And then they're walking. And then I see Yoshi appear.
What?
And this video's gone viral. And it's him informing this couple. Like, really, he seems like a tour, like the person, the tour guide.
Yeah.
Of like how to.
Of Epstein?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was I was supposed to work with Russell Peters, and my friend couldn't give me a ride. Russell. So I decided I'll stay in New York City, and I watch a second Broadway show. So in between first and second, I have 2 hours. So I always do this whenever I visit New York City. I always visit Epstein's home.
That's what you always do.
I always go up there. And then I just happened to walk in, and Mary and her son Patrick were kind of looking. I kind of jumped in and said, well, if you want me to explain, I know a couple of things about this place because I've been there hundreds of times.
So you just volunteered this, right?
Yeah. I mean, every time I see anyone in front of me, I would talk to them. But usually they get scared and walked away, but they stayed. And I didn't know they were filming it. So they released it 2 days ago, and I think it hit 200,000 views.
Nice,
wow.
Man.
But I was going there.
So what did you inform? Because I watched this, but like you, why do you know so much about it? You've just always been fascinated by this case.
I'm always worried about people, especially poor people in this country. And I want to know why poor stay the way they do. And I think it's usually because it has something to do with super, super rich people fucking the poor people over, you know, and they're doing terrible things. So I think Epstein's one of many cases where you could learn what's going on in the country. And I've been going to places like all my life, you know, like even when I was a kid. I mean, it kind of started with my dad. When we were visiting the States for the first time in 1979, unlike most normal dads, he would take me. Well, we went to, as my dad used to say, Ted DeBundy's son. So Ted Bundy's house in 1979. So when I was 10, my dad took me to his house.
He took you there?
Yeah.
In Seattle or?
Tacoma, Washington. Because we have a relative in Tacoma. So we went his house, his uncle's house, and a couple of the murder scenes and things like that.
So your dad had a fascination with dark underworld kind of dark
murder,
parts.
Murder, sexual assault, war crimes, and things like that.
It's a very dad thing to be into.
It kind of is.
Dads
like murder and stuff.
Love. War. I mean, my dad would bring up the most horrific crimes in casual atmospheres.
So true.
And like he would do
Did
it.
He laugh?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes.
Mine did.
No, but sometimes he did. Yeah. Sometimes he was, no, a lot of times it was just like, can you believe that?
Yeah.
And like he would do it. Like my mother would always be like, what? Because he would go, you know, Bundy, sometimes he would rape them after they were dead.
Yes.
And then and my mom would go, I'm sorry. and then he would be like, just not everybody does that. And then he'd just take a bite and she goes, why are you saying this? He goes, well, you know, I'm just sharing information. He would just like share the information. War, he knew a lot. He knew a lot about the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And then he had a pretty good like understanding and a lot of stories about World War II.
Did he hate Asian people?
No, just Vietnamese.
Oh. The jungle agents. Okay.
Yeah. I think he used a different word.
Well, okay.
But, no, I think anybody that goes in war, he's not like I'm joking. He didn't really hate Vietnamese people. I think he hated being in that war and in combat. You know, if you're in combat, you generally you really are trained to kill the enemy, and so you develop probably a lot of emotions about it.
I think this is probably true for like Christine and Dr. Drew, because you guys are doing amazing podcasts. But a lot of times when you have these wars, people who fought in the war, it's an interesting connection where a lot of them ended up being serial killers because the trauma in war. There's a guy named Dr. Peter Brunsky mentioned, there's so many graphs. Most of the serial killers either serve in the war or they have a family member serve, and that trauma is brought home, and there's violence and, you know, terrible environment and genetic. So a lot of them have that background. So
your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But it's interesting that you've always had a fascination with kind of, I would say, the underworld in a way, like kind of the dark side of the force, right? But that you were raised with around somebody who also had that fascination.
I think because of my dad, and I'm Korean, Japanese, Zainichi Koreans, right? So we live in a terrible neighborhood, and I grew up with Yakuza, mob, and crimes. And I don't know how many times I saw somebody getting stabbed.
Really?
Yeah. Because we don't have guns, so that best way to murder someone with knives, you know?
Yeah, and very stabby. Like in London, they have a real knives problem, they're saying.
Glasgow is like one of the number one places in Europe, stabbing. Mm. Yeah, so seeing that, and it's not so much like liking it. I want to know, like, how can we prevent it from happening? And you kind of have to go to those places, read about them, study about them, and see what caused the problem and trying to solve it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is true with serial killers and terrorists and sex offenders and Epstein. And I went to that Ghislaine Maxwell case. I went to Harvey Weinstein, the Masterson kid from the 70s show. I went to that case too.
Really?
And I saw Elizabeth Holmes' sentencing as well.
So you went to all these.
Yeah. And
so you were fascinated by this.
Yeah. I want to know. I mean, I don't know what's the solution, but if I brought these stories to public, there's somebody who will be smart like Christina or Dr. Drew to figure out, you know, because and it doesn't make me feel good seeing people suffer like this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know he's going to get that serious.
Well, no.
What do you find those people have in common? They have to have something in common.
I think sex is one of the coping mechanisms, you know, for example. I mean, I don't have any sort of training, but my feeling is, for example, Epstein and I'm working on a project with a friend named Mikey Sleitman, and he is friend with a guy named Joshua Nichols and his dad Terry Nichols, one of the two Oklahoma City bombers. So we've been talking to them.
Very cool.
and talking to these people. So Joshua's dad, Terry Nichols, he told Mikey like a year ago, by the way, Ted want to talk to you guys. And of course, he's talking about Ted Kaczynski because they're both locked up in Supermax in Florence, Colorado.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about Ted, because
I love Colorado, by the way.
Yeah, it's lovely in the summer.
Lovely. Kaczynski and Epstein, there's one thing that I noticed that's similar, which is they both skipped grades. I mean,
oh, they're Kaczynski, smarties.
Kaczynski skipped like 5 or 6 grades. I think Epstein like a 2 or 3 grades. And in Japan, we think this is a child abuse because even though they're smart, you skip those grades, they're not emotionally ready to be with other kids.
Totally. Yeah.
So what happened is someone like Kaczynski, imagine, you know, you're 16 or 17, you're senior, Christina, and there's a 12-year-old kid. You're not going to talk to that kid. You're not going to date. So this kid is isolated, never learned to connect with females. Mm. So eventually, because he had a childhood trauma as well, it got to the point where Kaczynski was thinking about becoming a woman, because if you can't be with a woman, the next best option to be a woman. Mm. So he had all this kind of problem, and he never really had a good sex life. So to him, bombing and killing people was his orgasm. Mm.
And that's an interesting theory.
And terrorists, they have a different coping mechanism. To them, if they brought caliphate and kill a bunch of heretics, this is their orgasm too. Wow. I mean, but once again, this is my theory working porn business.
Well, you know them. You've got an extensive background in the porn industry.
Afghanistan 3 times. Yeah,
you've been to Afghanistan 3 times to tour, right? As a comedian, hopefully.
No,
not
vacation.
Just for fun. What?
I went there for vacation.
What parts?
I went to Kabul.
Yeah, and lovely in the summer.
I even went to Panjshir, which is like 50, 70
Jesus
miles north.
Christ.
Where it,
how was Afghanistan?
It's beautiful. I learned right away on the first day where they have hookers, which is Chinese
Perfect.
Restaurants.
Perfect. So
Chinese
tell
restaurants.
Me that.
Right away. It's I don't have a... I know you play sports, so you have a good eye for playing defensive player, what the quarterback's going to do.
Yeah.
My eyes were trained like I used to look at those scramble TV when you look in tits. Remember they used a sensor?
Yes. Yes.
I used to kind of stare, and every once in a while you pick up a tits or ass, you know? Mm-hmm. So it kind of trained my eyes from a young kid. Like they used to have a commercial where people were working out for sports membership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one time I caught something, none of my friends caught it. Like, didn't you see it? So we rewind, because we tell it from the VHS. There was a girl doing one of those leg exercises, mm-hmm. and when they did it, split second, you could see her pussy.
Yeah. Wow.
They purposely put it there, but regular people don't.
Right.
You know, I don't have any talent except...
Eye for pussy.
Yeah. It takes a pervert to catch a pervert.
Sure.
So I noticed these things. That's,
you're like,
when
that's a pussy right there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
That's so cool. So you saw hookers in Afghanistan. Don't the Taliban... Like, aren't they all?
You could
over
find alcohol,
stuff?
But they're hidden away. You could find prostitutes.
Wait, so somebody, so you cool. ask and you find, they're like, it's in the Chinese restaurants?
I'm in a Chinese restaurant and I could tell right away that they're hookers.
You could tell right away?
Right away, yeah. Because, like, where I grew up,
you really have
how
the
do
eye.
I know. Yeah.
I grew up in a neighborhood where it's really bad neighborhood in Japan, and I'm only lived like a mile and a half away from red light district. So as a kid, I used to sneak during the day, walk into this neighborhood, and some of the ladies were like, could you go meet? You know, I do errands. They give me a little change. So I used to deliver food for hookers when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And just when you hang out with them, you just, you know, when you meet comedians, you know right away.
You know
that's
a comedian.
Yes, true.
When you meet an athlete, you know. There's something about them, you know. And I went to Davos during World Economic Forum this year.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a credential. So what I did was every time I see a group of Asian people, like they're Chinese or Japanese or Korean groups representing their company or government during World Economic Forum, I just kind of sneak walk with them into those hotels and hang out.
Oh, you're like, oh, it's Asians. I'm part of the...
Yeah, like what Russell Peters called it, I just chin-chomped the whole situation, right?
Yeah.
So I sneak in.
Excuse me, you did what to the situation?
I just chin-chomped the situation.
Yeah.
So, and if they ask me, I just speak like Japanese or whatever, so they don't bother me. So I went in, and right away... During the World Economic Forum, I could tell, like, this is like call girl and sex workers right away, you know. I could just tell. Because a lot of these executives say they're executive assistant or niece. Like, come on, I'm not a fucking amateur. Yeah. I know what's going on. And every time these super rich people talk about what they're going to do for the rest of the year, they're always telling people, like, you don't have to have stuff. Isn't it nice when rich people tell you you don't have to have anything?
Yeah, that's nice.
Or good-looking people tell you you don't have to be good-looking?
Yeah.
If you really want to know what these fuckers are going to do for the rest of the year, talk to all the sex workers that week. Mm. They'll tell you exactly what their mind's at.
Really?
Yes.
Because they open up to them?
And if they didn't have a really good year and they didn't get a big Christmas bonus like Goldman Sachs workers, they're going to take it on the sex workers. They always
wow,
do.
That's oh, so really interesting.
Them. Then you talk to them, then they'll tell you what's going on with them. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, have you been to North Korea?
I would like to go, but I haven't been there.
Mm.
Yeah.
That seems like your next logical destination. You've been to Afghanistan. Kabul's lovely. And
Christian, I'm glad you said that. Kim Jong-un, when he was second, because everybody suspected his older brother would take over. So he went to school in Switzerland.
That's right.
He got kicked out of school. Why? Because, one, he wasn't doing any of his studies, but they found a bunch of porn with him. This is true. He got kicked out of school. And you know what kind of porn it was?
Hmm.
What?
BDSM, obviously, because it has something to do with power.
Mm.
Giving up power or having power over someone.
Did you get the hooker in Afghanistan?
No, no, I didn't do that.
No.
I was a little concerned. I don't know what happened if I did, you know.
Well, that would be, I mean, more than the normal amount of risk it feels like to do something like that in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, we were a little crazy. Me and my friends would just walk around with that supervision at night. And you're not just walk around Kabul and you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah, you are a little crazy. That's a kind of a crazy vacation.
Yeah, but I look one of the three ethnically Hazaras.
Oh, right. Okay.
So if I put a dirt on my face, I look like the locals.
What was your hotel like in Kabul? Yeah.
I was staying with a friend. So,
because I've briefly.
I love that laughter. He's the MVP.
I've spent time in Afghanistan and I've flown over Kabul, and that was the only spot that I saw that had electricity. It is a very sparse country.
Yes.
It literally is like time traveling to like the medieval period. So I'm curious as to what drew you to spend time
there. I want to know what I've been hearing in media is true.
Oh.
And I want to go to this place. But I also
that's a good reason.
And I want to know more about terrorist activities. And I don't think I told Tom. Last 2 years I've been going to D.C., helping my friend Kareem. He's writing a book about sexual proclivities of terrorists. So I've been an advisor. So it's kind of like...
You really know everything.
He's academic, but he needs a pervert to explain how these guys think.
I love this.
Can I ask you, because you're so fascinated by this, you know, like the world of perversion and also elitists. You mentioned briefly, you think there is an actual, like there's a tell, the type of attraction that elitists have, like elitist men, hetero men have towards women, just like there's like a type that like MAGA.
Yes.
Like, so tell me what those were again.
So during COVID, once I was allowed to travel, I went to all the rioted city. I went to all the prominent black people getting killed by cops, you know.
Like you went to those cities?
I went to George Floyd because George Floyd did porn, so I feel like he's a colleague.
Did porn?
Yeah, he did porn.
Really?
Amateur. They called him Houston Floyd.
Houston Floyd?
He was a tremendous performer.
Really?
I mean, yeah, he's really, really good. And I feel really bad for him and what happened to him. So Breonna Taylor, all these people, I went and kind of see like what really happened to them. And... I also went to MAGA rallies and BLM, and it's interesting because, you know, whenever I travel overseas, you know, like people say, like the white people say, don't go to a black area, it's dangerous. But when I go there, people are very nice. And when I went to black area, they say, don't go to white area, it's dangerous. When I went, they're very nice.
Oh,
so,
right.
So I feel bad that I think they're actually good people.
Ironically, people always go, oh, it's cool to go to anywhere Asians are. They're super nice. And then you go and you're like,
they're kind of rude.
Right.
Yeah.
So
COVID.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I used my pervision. So I went to MAGA rallies. It's interesting. A predominant thing that they love is huge tits.
MAGA people.
Yes.
So you're saying this is kind of fascinating that there's almost like a
generally speaking, like that's
a general thing. It's almost like when every year, you know, the like Pornhub releases the most searched.
Yes.
Right, most searched type of porn, like state by state.
Yeah.
And they go, this is what's searched the most in Alaska, in Oklahoma, in New York. And it'd always be like a type. And they don't always line up, but you're like, this is what's popular in the state.
Yeah.
You're saying that at a like that MAGA rally people.
My impression was
that they like big tits.
Number one.
And then after that, a big ass. Like so, but tits, like big old tits. For it MAGA.
It makes sense because most of them are white.
Yeah.
And most of them come from Northern Europe. The primary diet in North Europe is dairy. And where does dairy come from? Big tits.
Big tits.
So when I go to BOM rallies.
They are most attracted to a big.
Asses.
Big fat ass.
Because they come, most of the black and Latino come from southern regions of the world. Mm-hmm. So they are like big asses, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes when I hear these people argue with each other, only thing I really hear is like almost like the show in Snoopy, like they were saying like big tits, big ass, big tits. But like I'm saying, guys, it's okay to like big tits and big asses, right? I'm trying to unite the country here.
And then what you also know, this is what was really fascinating, is that you see those in those demos.
Yes.
But that elitist, like the super elite, the super wealthy men are not into huge tits.
No, because over the years, so like if you look at Vanity Fair magazine, when they have these fancy ads for like expensive clothes, on the bottom they'll tell you where you could buy these fancy clothes, and they're usually where the super elite people live, you know, Bell Harbor or Palm Beach. So I use that magazine to go to the natural habitat of where super rich people live, right?
Uh-huh.
So I go there, and I notice every time I go there, the consistently, it's not a big tits and big ass places. Skinny tits and skinny asses. They're tall.
As soon as you said this, I have felt an alarm go off. I'm like, that is so true that the really elite.
Super rich people.
Super
skinny,
rich.
Skinny.
It's all about like so thin. And like, and
no tits and no asses.
And then, and no tits and no ass.
Yes. And I think
it's crazy that you wouldn't want one, right?
Like, it's really weird because to me, I know some people don't agree with me, but to me, porn is more pro-women than fashion, because in fashion magazine, they're always trying to sell the women in this country and the whole world that you have to be 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet tall, and 110, 120
not
pounds.
Not anymore, baby. That's, now there's fat models.
They're changing.
Yeah.
But all the years.
Oh, I like the model you're talking about, though. Yeah. Yeah.
But the years I used to work in porn, no one has ever asked me, I'm looking for porn with women who are 6 feet tall and 120 pounds.
Oh, that's
this has
so
never
true.
Happened.
Never come up.
Never come up. In fact, porn's porn with pro women. They're like fat women,
that's
women
so
with
true.
Facial hair, ugly
old
women.
Old women, moms,
women,
grandmas.
Missing limb, smelly women. So, porn
true.
Is more pro women than fashion.
Or pro, sexual. Real, what real sexuality is, tits and ass and smells and old people. That's so interesting. But the rich elite want to have relations with adolescent bodies, it sounds like.
That's
young.
Why.
If I can't beat you up, I can't get hard.
So.
I forgot. So when I started reading about Epstein, you know, I read about an article 2003 when they wrote about him in Vanity Fair. It was very nice, you know, it's very misleading. Then 2007-08, Julie K. Brown wrote about how he got away with and I actually met her during Ghislaine Maxwell's case. So I've been kind of going to those places that, you know, I've been to every one of his property except to the Pelican Island. I thought I saw him, but I think I got confused with some other white guy.
I want to go back to this body type. What do you think it is about the super elite, and it has to be the super elite men, not being attracted to large, like being attracted to no tits, no ass? What do you think that is? Do you think it's because everybody else can get, like, is attracted to the big tits, big ass, so they go, I don't want what everybody else gets because I'm so high up here. I want something that not everybody is getting, or my desires are not the same.
But
as
that's
the
across
lower.
The board with rich women is deprivation is wealth. Mm-hmm. You to look the skinnier, it's because it's commonplace to be heavy.
Well, I can see like how, I mean, I'm just trying to get into the psychology of it, that like
I'm probably wrong, but
like how big fake tits could be like, ugh, you paid, like, you got like those, it's grotesque. You have these huge, and that's so common. That's so
every
day.
Right. That's how they
get that. I don't know. It's a fascinating thing that, because when you said it, I was like, oh man, you're right. Every time I've been around that crowd, the elite women that are with those men are like emaciated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a point of pride that like, look how she doesn't have breasts and she doesn't have an ass. It's like flat. And that's the same as, an age group of women that, in this case with Epstein, like that's what he was attracted to.
Yeah. sorry, this might be a little long-winded theory of mine. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong. But you know what popped in my head when I saw that? I remember reading a book about Jerry Seinfeld one time.
Yeah.
And he was talking about where he works really hard. And, you know, the way he set up his luggages, their sense of order. And he's meticulous. His jokes, there's no fat in it.
Yeah.
There's something about elite people where it's almost mathematical. There had to be some sense of order. And the person that he ended up marrying, she was also married previously to some other rich person. So mm-hmm. whenever I see these women, there's something about these women, whether it's Ghislaine or Elizabeth Holmes, really attract the super elite men. So if you really want to know what's going on, it's almost like when you have a venomous snake.
Yeah.
You take their venom, you make antidote. If you study these women, I think you will find out what motivates these men, why they do what they do.
Because you have to study the women first.
Yes. The reason I was going to say skipping grades is because I think when you never learn to connect with women at that age, I think it becomes a dysfunction. You know what's interesting? Because I learned who are the most dangerous people in the world based on what porn they watch.
What's that?
It's Chinese people.
Really?
And the reason I say it, because every time I had a customer at the porn shop, when Chinese people rent you movies, it's the same goddamn movies over and over.
Really?
And
Chinese are the most dangerous?
It's because every time they rent a porn movies, they always watch movies where they're fucking the boss or fucking at work. You see, even during fantasy, they're thinking about fucking work. Mm-hmm. What kind of crazy fucking people is that?
Yeah.
Sad.
That's the Chinese?
Yes. You know, Mexican people work really well.
Oh, dishes.
This one's for you.
That connected right there.
Oh, my God. Ooh. That's Japanese for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
100%.
Ooh. It's, I mean, also, just that gets old getting hit that much, right? Oh, fuck, man.
I always think about what a great gig this is for a woman, though. It's so easy. It's like she doesn't have to fuck him. She just has to hit him. It's so great. If I had to do sex work, that would be it.
One of my friends, it's his job to get his testicles stomped on.
Oh, it's great.
It's one of your friends?
Yeah.
It's his job?
He does them all the time in Japan.
He does those movies or like he does it privately?
Privately and the movies, yeah.
Get stomped on? How does he not get like severely hurt or sick?
I mean, he's sick. So into it.
He loves it.
He likes the feeling. Yoshi, how's your medical testing gigs? What have you been doing?
It's been great until this year. I got kicked out of all three last...
What?
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, like we have to give some context here. For a long time, you have been someone who signed up for... medical testing, like
yes.
when there's a new medicine coming out, they have to do at some point a human trial and see how it affects people.
Right,
and this is everything from like Alzheimer's medication to what something for diabetes, whatever is hitting the market, they have to give it to people. You go into these facilities, sometimes you live there, and they are monitoring you and giving you this medicine for a certain amount of time. Then you get paid for that.
Yes,
and. So I've known this about you. Everybody's known this about you for years. But what you're saying is in the last year, you did three of these. You got
this
kicked
year,
out?
This year, this is the first time where I've done three test studies in a row where I qualify. I go in for the first day. The next day, they cut me.
Caught you?
Yeah, just
cut you.
No, I mean, they kicked me out.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's like football players, right, during summer.
You got cut. And no explanation?
They told me they have... healthier candidate. But so each time I get cut, they'll pay me $1,000 for the night.
Oh, wow.
But it's not great because I was expecting to make, you know, maybe 16 to 20 grand.
Wait, so did you ever do any of the COVID stuff?
So that was a really strange time because after 6 months after COVID started, they started resuming studies and it was a little... unorthodox because I think everyone was confused. Like every medical staff I went, they were trying to figure out what other clinics were doing. So they were really confused. Nobody knew what was going on. And when I qualify for study, you're usually checking on the first day. They won't let us do that. They will put us in the hotel for like 4 days, make sure we don't have COVID. And they rented a second floor hotel. And everybody, remember the scene from E.T. where everybody was dressed in this crazy?
Yeah.
They were like that, going to the hotel hallway.
Wow.
Making sure nobody had a COVID. So, of course, we made more money because we have to be there extra.
Oh, it was a good payday.
It was, COVID was great for me. You know, it was bad for everyone. I got to, I traveled so cheap. I did around the world twice. The hotel was so, I got like, penthouse hotel, because nobody was traveling.
Yeah.
And I didn't give a shit, you know, because once again, this is I'm not gonna get COVID with this face, right? I'm not gonna, I don't know how many times I've been in a room where almost everyone got COVID. I never got sick, not once. Never got sick.
Well, probably all those medical trials.
Were hookers working during COVID?
Yeah, I went to Germany and went in. God, it was so crazy because every day you have to get COVID test there, and when you walk into those brothels, you have to. This was a little invasive, but you have to show your ID. You got to do your paperwork.
Jesus.
And they take your picture and then fingerprint. So like, I don't care that I fuck hookers, you know. Like everybody knows, but like, what person is gonna go into this facility, you know? You know, like Nadav understood, like it was a little like a Nazi kind of shit going on, you know, and
that's where it was going.
It's German.
So I try, but every brothel hole, I have to sign in, do all this paperwork, you know, and at one time, I was supposed to travel with my friend from Northern Germany back to Ukraine, and somebody
was to Ukraine.
I was like a month or 2 months before the war started. I was supposed to help her travel back to Ukraine. And somebody in her factory tested positive for COVID. So they shut down and she couldn't leave. You know, she's a close friend of mine. So I want to see her. So I sneak in town. It was so scary because if they caught me and her sneaking out of the facility, I don't know what they would have done. But yeah, it's like I was like a Jew during World War II sneaking in town.
Yeah.
And if they caught me, both of us would get in trouble. So I saw her for like half an hour. Plus, once again, this is not, nobody liked this face in Europe at that time, you know.
And she was a working girl.
No, she was working at the factory.
Oh, at the factory, sorry, okay.
Yeah. And she, but, I mean, Germans are really, really going crazy with the COVID policy.
I want to hear about you returning to Japan.
Okay.
Because you mentioned that you went back to Japan and you remembered hearing about Bert saying about your incident in Japan, right?
Okay, so 10 years ago, Joe Rogan asked me if I could go with him to Japan, but I was so nervous of getting arrested because, you know, I almost killed people there.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Peters' brother, Clayton Peters, asked me. So the Peters, they told me to say hello. They love you guys. They're so happy with everything you guys have done. So when he asked me to go to Japan with him during Russell's tour in Japan, I couldn't say no, but I didn't really want to go.
But what, so for people that don't know, just briefly, you...
My dad died, and we don't know if it was suicide or it was murder. So I blame my stepmother. So August of 2003, I almost killed her. Her attacked her nephew, brother-in-law, and sister.
All of them.
I ran out of the country. I haven't been back. And I'm really afraid to go back because I thought I would go to prison. You know, even Amnesty International said the prison in Japan is one of the worst in the whole world.
The prison is?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. But... I can't say no to the Peters family. So I say yes. So I was traveling Asia when Russell was doing shows in Bangkok, Singapore, Malaysia, places like that. And I was in Taipei. And then on the day of traveling to Japan, I'm like, oh my God. I was just hoping the plane crashed before I'm leaving or I didn't want to go.
That's a good wish. Yeah.
I didn't want to go because I was sweating like thank you. I was just terrified what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at the terminal. It's all 98-99% Asian people.
Ugh.
And yes, COVID. Anyway, there's this white dude because I'm talking to my friend. I'm just panicking like, oh no, I don't want to go back. I don't know what to do. They're trying to calm me down, you know. I was talking to my friend Tana Manu and people like that. And then this guy kept looking at me, and he eventually walked over and said, excuse me, are you Yoshi? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, oh, my God, I heard about you. And he started talking to me. He said something about Tom Segura and Bert was talking about, he said something about Bert saying, you know that thing that Yoshi did in Japan. Evidently, he looked it up and he remembered. And most people don't recognize what I look like.
Yeah.
But you know how goofy the way I talk.
Yeah.
He recognized me. So he's like, aren't you worried about Japan? He's this fucker. Is
and right before the flight.
He wouldn't shut the fuck up, you know? Like, I'm like, I don't know what I did to Bert, but like, I don't want to upset him because I don't want him to say something to immigration. Oh, it's not that big deal, but I'm just sweaty.
And like, he just keeps talking.
Yeah, he wouldn't shut the fuck up. So I'm sweating and my, you know, I think he's way in the back and Clayton was nice enough to put me in like a really nice second or third row. And like, I'm sweating, it's getting closer and closer. And then as soon as we land, like, oh my God, I have to go. And walking across, and there's so, you know, it's been 19 and a half years. So I'm walking, it's maze, and I go to custom, and you know, I'm just sweating. And I walk up, I give my passport, I'm just looking, I don't want to make eye contact. And eventually, I feel like eternity. He gave me the passport, he doesn't say anything. So I just keep walking. And I thought, oh my God, I'm okay. And then 15, 20 seconds later, I hear somebody running. I see the guy running after me. And for a second, I thought, I should just run. I'll figure out what to do later on.
Run.
The problem is, there's a bunch of cops there, you know? So like, I kind of froze. And what happened was, I was so nervous, I left a fucking passport on the counter.
And he brought it back.
But like, I thought he found something, you know?
Oh, so Jesus.
I walked out, and then 2 hours later, Clayton landed. We went. But here's the problem. I talked to my friend John. He's American, but he's practiced law in Japan. So there is technically statute of limitation, but there's a disclaimer. It only counts if you've been in Japan the whole time.
Not a statute shit.
If you leave.
So I almost killed her day one, and I was there for 8-9 days. It's only been 10 days. So technically, if I go back next time, they could.
How was your trip there, though, this time? Was it, did you have a good time?
It was great. Clayton was generous, and I really missed there. And I saw my grand aunt. She's suffering from dementia. So I was really happy I got to see them. And they're actually like one of the few decent family in my family. So I was really lucky to see them. But I was really happy I was back, you know. Mm-hmm. And I took my cousin. We went to Fukushima. And that thing that got you for the good luck, congratulations.
You got me something for good luck, too. I appreciate it. Thank you.
But they're having massive problem in Japan with the population. It's going down.
Down, down, down.
Uh-oh. No, there's no kid. I mean, I don't think we saw any kids going from northern Tokyo to Fukushima. Mm. And when we got there.
Is this making you consider moving back and making some, having a family?
I got a vasectomy, so I can't have kids.
You can get a reverse vasectomy.
It's too late. It's been over 20 plus. I don't think you could reverse at this point. Really? Tom, I'm going to be a good father like parents like you guys. I'm talking about terrorism, serial killers.
That's a fun dad.
Yeah.
But.
So what happened in Fukushima?
We went. What do you mean what happened? You know what happened.
No, I meant when you arrived.
Why do you think I'm so goddamn tall? Radiation. we went to all the horrible places. You know what's interesting? They're trying to bring tourists back.
Yeah.
By selling puffer fish.
Really?
From there. They have a poison that's 10,000 times more deadly than cyanide, and they have radiation. I don't think that's a very good selling point.
That's probably not.
Is it dried or are they live?
They're live fish. And they cut it, and they cut closest to the poison, just enough to you could get your tongue get numb.
But that's it.
That's kind of cool. I'd buy that.
By the way, did you find that after so many years away?
Yeah.
Because this happened actually to an Asian friend of mine where he said he went back to Hong Kong after more years.
Yeah.
And that everybody was like, your fucking Cantonese is weird, man.
Yes.
And they were like, your slang is all out of date. I thought that was pretty funny that he'd been so like removed from it.
Yeah.
That when he went back, they were all like, you speak really funny. And then you've been away for so long.
Does this happen to you in Peru, perhaps?
Well, what happens for me is that, yeah, I mean, a version of that where like not speaking for a long time, it just gets grammatically poor. And then the longer I'm around it, it starts to come together more, and then it can get really good if I'm around it a lot. But like, you know, you're a native speaker. So I just want, it's different, I think, for you, right? Because like it's your first language. But was it suffering? Like, was it?
Tom, you're very insightful. It's true. And, you know, the problem with Japanese, and when you're doing something wrong, they don't tell you.
They don't tell you.
Until one of my friends finally told me. So I thought, hey, you. But I've been saying, hey, fuck face.
Oh, really?
Because I've been watching. Hey, I was saying like, excuse me, sir. I'm saying, like, hey, motherfucker. I was talking like that because I've been watching so many gangster things.
Yeah.
So without thinking, because I talk like to my friend.
Oh my God.
So you're saying this to like the person.
How do you say it? Yeah. Say it in Japanese. Say it.
So you're supposed to say anata is like, excuse me, sir, or madam, which is nai.
How do you say it?
Anata.
Okay. Anata.
Yeah. But I was saying omae. It's like, hey, fuckface, or you goddamn piece of shit. I'm talking like
omae.
That. Omae. You're not supposed to say that at all.
Yeah. Omae. But you say it.
And you're supposed to say, kono hito, this person, but I say, koitu, this goddamn motherfucking piece of shit. And I'm talking like that, but nobody say anything because I don't smile, I'm tall,
yeah,
I'm not
like,
friendly.
Yeah.
And they automatically assume I'm a Yakuza, so nobody shut up. And one time, but my friend said, Yoshi, I don't want to be rude, but you're saying that. I was horrified. No wonder everybody was afraid. They served me right away. And the lady was shaking her hand when they're giving me a chi and stuff, you know? I was practically saying, I'm going to kill your family if you don't get the food over here. Because you know how America casual, you know? And yeah. But I told my friend, why didn't you say it? Like, I didn't want to be rude. Like, well, geez.
Everything's bad. I don't want to
be
rude.
Yeah. And I didn't even think. One time I walked into a train and, you know, they have this thing called chikan, which is, it's terrible, but in Japan, crowded trains, these old guys would kind of put their hands, grab asses and tits or, you know, doing all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
So they have a specific train where only women go in.
I love this train. I want to do that.
Without thinking, I just went in the closest one because I was on cell phone. And everybody's staring at me, and I realized, oh my God, I'm in the old women one. And I'm there.
And then you're like, excuse me, motherfucking pieces of shit.
And I'm talking. You're not supposed to talk in train at all.
Oh, really?
You're not supposed to. And I'm talking really loud. So soon as I realized, I got out. But yeah, I was doing all kinds of stuff I forgot. And by the time I realized I kind of pick up everything back, it was time for me to go home. But yeah, it was
okay. So I've been practicing my Japanese on a language learning app. Okay, so you tell me how. I just know a few words, but you translate. Okay,
I'll try.
Okay,
hi. C.
Ohayo.
Good morning.
Konnichiwa.
Hola.
Sayonara.
Adios.
Suki.
I like, but how do you say that in Spanish?
Me gusta.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
You know what's funny?
Acá.
Red. You know how you say tit in Japanese?
No, please. They don't tell you that in the apps.
Chichi.
Chichi.
Oh, that's the
same in Spanish.
Yeah, the Mexicans say chichi.
Chichi, yeah.
And Hungarians say tzitzi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very good.
There we go.
Yeah, we could...
Israeli is?
And I'm sure you know.
Yeah, Israeli is also tzitzi.
Tzitzi,
I'm sure you know bukkake.
Yes, bukkake. Of course.
How do you, what does it actually mean?
It's a cooking term.
Oh.
It's a dry noodles, so it means like you have a little bit of sauce, it's not enough to spread, The reason you have a bunch of people come on their face, you have just enough to spread across the face.
Wow.
Oh,
it's a noodle dish.
Wow.
You put a little bit of sauce, you spread it across.
That's so really nice.
So if you say bukkake or bukkake in Japan, it doesn't mean sexual thing. In fact, most Japanese would know that.
Yeah.
But it's really funny. you go to Japanese, you could get bukkake ramen or bukkake udon.
I didn't realize that.
You know how much we learned today.
Yeah, that was
really cool.
I didn't realize that bento is an actual... You know, people go, oh, getting a bento box.
Yeah.
That's an actual...
The box that you get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, have you performed in Japan?
No, I'm going to.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Christina, you got to do it too.
They'll love to.
Everybody ask you about you guys.
I would love to go to Japan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got recognized in Japan.
You did?
Uh-oh.
How do they recognize each other there?
I'll be honest. Chinese have advanced technology because how do they identify Asian face scanning?
Right.
I can't even tell looking at Asian faces, to be honest.
Yeah, if you're like, I don't know, it was a guy.
I mean,
dark hair.
No, but once again, my voice, they recognize me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird, but you have a lot of expats living in Japan.
Mm.
Big Your Mom's House fans.
Really?
Yes.
We got to go to Japan,
man.
Got to
do it.
Tokyo! Arigato gozaimasu. That's what they say in the sushi bar. Thank you.
Great pronunciations.
I know. They just shout at you. What does that mean? Arigato. I know.
Thank you.
Gozaimasu.
Thank you very much. Oh. Yeah. Very polite way of saying it. Are you going to show your gift?
The gift that you brought me? I think Nadav's holding it now.
Oh, okay, good. Eventually.
Go ahead.
I put mine on my makeup desk so I can look at it every day.
It's a Dharma-san. It's for good luck.
Thank you.
When you have a goal. Yeah,
here it's on the screen now. Yoshi brought that. You want to tell people what it is?
Since you drive fancy cars, I want you to put it as the air freshener.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein air freshener.
Where did you get that?
I remember meeting with other not fans of Jeffrey Epstein, but people we meet and we talk. One of the guys just gave it to me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really nice.
It's
Thank
really
you for thinking
nice.
Of me.
Yes. Yeah. Hanging up there.
Yeah.
Really cool, dude.
It's a very cool gift.
I don't know. When I saw that, I thought, that's Tom. Videos.
How did you, by the way, did you know that George Floyd was a performer? Or is that something? Because I don't ever remember that being brought up. I had never heard that.
They tried to censor that. But to me, being a porn person is not a, it doesn't make you a bad person.
Oh, I'm not at all saying that.
Oh, no, I'm not you guys saying that. But I think it was a very, you could tell what kind of person the way you fuck, you know? Like a mean fucker and trying to hurt a girl. He was very loving and sweet. And you could just, he was a very, very sweet guy.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't.
Here he is. Oh, he's jacked.
Beautiful man.
Yeah.
Very gentle with that girl. Hmm. And I know.
Wow, that's not. That's that AI they've been talking about, huh?
Okay.
But you know what's weird? Congratulations, you have a new special, right?
Yeah, it's out. It's out. It's called Sledgehammer. Yeah.
Tom, I don't know if you know that. That's the one of my friend's porn black stars, male porn star's name.
Is Sledgehammer?
Yeah.
That's a great porn name.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought.
And that's one of your friends?
Yeah.
Is he a gentle giant?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Marlon, wonderful guy.
Yeah, cool. All right, so I have a kindred spirit out there.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer. It's a great porn name.
Yes. Yeah. Great guy.
What's your favorite male? Because the males always have like the funny. What's your favorite name for, like, you've seen all, you know, all the names, you know what I mean? Like what's where it's like a name like that, where it's like, you know, it implies.
I'm biased. My favorite one always going to be Brandon Iron.
Oh, Brandon Iron.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
The reason I say that, by the way, you had wonderful, Adriana Chichik, right?
Man.
Incredible.
She was such a great guest. That was hilarious.
She used to have all the combination of beauty, performance, and humor.
She was very funny.
Strong performer, would you say? She's a strong performer?
Oh, yes.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. But her personality is amazing.
She was great.
She was actually in Greece the same time I was there.
Really? Well, the best part of all is that Adriana called Bert fat. Go ahead. Okay. What were you saying?
So I'm sure she has plenty of interesting stories to tell, all that interesting, powerful men that she met. But if you really want to know how the world works, it's usually through male talent. And the reason why you learn a lot about A-list male talent, mm-hmm. what's going on in the world, the super, super rich people, they don't like to share their wealth. But Tom, you know what they like to share?
Their women?
Their wives.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
So they'll bring in... A-list.
Brandon passed away, so...
He passed away?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He died a couple months after, if I remember right, Brody, same way.
Mm. Oh, shit.
So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, great guys. They knew each other, too. But Brandon used to tell me that he flying all over the world, and he will fuck these super elite wives. And these guys will watch their wives or girlfriends get fucked by these guys.
Because he's a porn
Well, they just love these super rich guys want to see their wives get fucked by
these
guys.
This is true. But do they want to watch them get
pleasured, or do they want to watch the porn guy?
I think evolutionary biologists call it like sperm competition. So they see their wives or girlfriend get fucked, then they'll fuck them afterwards and say, I'll show you. This is how you fucking fuck.
Oh.
And you know how...
very interesting.
The way the penis is shaped, arrow. So the whole purpose is you go in, the tip of the head will pull other men's sperm out.
Okay, I'm going to get sick.
And when you ejaculate, you go flaccid so you don't take your own sperm out of there. So they like watching them get fucked and compete against them and show them that, that they could do it better than them.
Than the porn guy.
Yeah, well, the husband will fuck them after the porn guy.
That's what I'm saying. But isn't that kind of a bold risk
neat
you're
idea?
Taking?
Yes, our anniversary is coming cool up idea. In November.
But isn't it like...
Tom, if I ever heard you sharing Christina, that means like, holy shit, Tom is billionaire. That's the only reason
that's
something...
That's how we've really made money.
Honestly, that's something that super rich do.
I mean, you're planting ideas, man. You're planting ideas. Holy shit.
That's really cool,
but
don't
you think, though, like, if you're the super elite, let's say you're this billionaire guy, and your idea is, I'm going to bring in a porn guy. Or multiple guys. And then I'm going to show you afterwards that you're kind of setting yourself up for, because you're bringing in pro fuck guys.
I think the part of the reason why they're so successful, their fucking ego is out of this planet.
That makes more sense.
And they're
so
fucking confident.
They think that they're going to give her a show, and she's going to be like, this is...
Plus, you want to surround yourself with the best to get better, right? It's like 100%. With comedy, you want to hang out with the heavy hitters.
Yeah. So that's a good idea. I should start bringing in more porn guys. Yeah.
Forget this like motorcycle stuff you're into and drag racing or whatever.
Yeah, I went drifting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to start bringing in other dudes, Tom.
Yeah, totally. You're excited about that? It's
the only thing I think about day and night.
Day and night.
Getting railed by,
by porn guys.
It's all I want. God.
Maybe Rocco.
Oh,
Nacho.
Sweet Rocco.
Nacho.
My favorite.
Is Nacho dead?
Last time I heard, there's ugly rumor about him having HIV and somebody died when he did some kind of tour. Did you hear about that?
Somebody. Oh, yeah.
They went to some cave and they licked some toad with hallucinogenic.
And they arrested him. I remember.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened after that.
Well.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's give Yoshi
of
the
of course.
The
my TikToks, Yoshi.
Oh, first
Yoshi.
Of all, how do you feel about this? This is one of my favorite performers.
Look at Raven.
You ever seen a horse feel that way? This is What do you see here, Yoshi? What do you see?
I had to edit one of Rocco's movie.
Yeah.
One time he had a girl tied up to a tree, and a guy walked in with a donkey. He tied up the donkey to a tree, and he started fucking this girl. And I didn't realize at the time, donkeys get excited when people are having sex. So what Rocco did was every time they're fucking, he'll pan the camera to donkey's dick. Ugh. And that's a problem because it's implied bestiality. So I have to go and edit that fucking part.
Oh, right. It's like, it's kind of what's happening here.
But I feel sick. I don't like this one.
This is implied.
But
it's implied.
It's a nice footage. It's really
the context
filmed.
Of the video. It makes you think that there's something going on that isn't going on. Because what's really going on, if you must know, sadly, is that she is just giving the horse a belly rub. She's just rubbing the horse's belly.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. She's rubbing the horse's belly.
I hate this clip.
And the
so
belly
much.
Rubbing.
You're not joking.
No, I'm not joking.
No.
It's a belly rub.
Thank God.
And then the horse is going like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because
I'm so embarrassed. I was fooled.
No, everybody's fooled.
No, I was too. I was traumatized, not fooled. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the horse is named Sierra.
Okay.
And it's just a belly rub.
All right, can we do TikToks? Can we? I don't like this.
But I do like this video. All right. But you thought what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Now. Christine has pulled some TikToks. And
that's for you, Yosh.
Let's see.
Let's see what we got.
Just got you out of here. Any of you girls want to come over here and watch the porn on my flat screen mirror?
What's going on there?
Well, this gentleman, he's got a little dirty shirt and he's got an American Eagle.
Yeah.
What is that? Handkerchief on his head. And he's just like, hey, any ladies want to watch porn? And I like this because it's a straightforward request. Yes. And I admire that for once. There's no bullshit.
Yeah. It's very straightforward.
And I hope somebody answered.
This kind of reminds me of Harvey Weinstein. I did see him at the court. And
you saw him at court too?
Yes.
Who have you not seen in court recently?
Wow.
Who did I? Okay. Right. I saw him multiple times. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's a Russian guy yelling at a polar bear?
Yes.
Yeah. That's coming into his.
That's crazy.
His little
school
metal
bus
cabin.
That he lives in? Yeah. Yeah.
That's oh, my God.
Terrifying.
That's terrible.
How do you even consume that much soda in a day?
I used to drink anywhere from 12 to 20 Diet Cokes a day.
How?
I went to McDonald's 3-4 times a day. To me, they always had the best fountain Diet Coke. I don't know, because I don't drink water. I hate water. I cannot stand to drink water.
You don't drink water at all?
No, Rich Beam and some of the guys, they call me the camel, because I don't drink water. I never drink water on tour.
That's insane. That's John Daly.
Oh, yes.
It's funny because he doesn't, you know, he looks like somebody that doesn't drink water.
Yeah.
He definitely shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I know his wife went to prison for a counterfeit signature and stealing money or whatever.
John Daly's did?
Yeah, his wife.
Pull up John Daly now, 2023.
I love the guy.
I think he's
a great American.
He is one of the legends of...
Tiger Woods said if he had a discipline like him, he could have won multiple Masters.
Look at him. That's him now.
Yeah.
Really is very Burt-like, though. Like,
yes.
It's, similar approach to life. Burt also has, by the way, a beautiful golf swing. Like, honestly.
Does Burt drink water, though, anymore? Does
he drink water? Burt's not a big water drinker.
No, it's Kool-Aid still. Is he still doing Kool-Aid?
That is true, right?
Yeah,
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he still drinks Kool-Aid. He likes Kool-Aid.
I hope he take care of himself.
That dude was having 20 Diet Cokes a day. God damn.
So much.
That's so crazy.
It doesn't even taste good after a while, no? I feel like you don't even taste it. It's so much.
Yeah,
like,
that's too much.
Because what's in Diet Coke? It's phenylalanine or whatever, that chemical. Yeah. It's not even really sugar, but it's something else than you're doing.
20?
So much.
But he's right, though, about this. McDonald's has the best fountain drinks. Their formula.
Delicious.
Yeah. They're straight at their regular Coke, and their Diet Coke tastes unlike anybody else.
It's true.
Yeah.
They pay attention. Oh, this is David Gold. This is his new TikTok.
This is Gold?
This is David Gold. He's got his shoe, and he took his foot out. He's rubbing his foot with the nails are so long, and
Didn't you put this in your stories?
Yeah.
Oh.
This has to be the worst TikTok from a boomer I have ever seen. Here he is with his gigantic left calf, and he's going to rub his heel. And then that's
it. What is
it.
The idea behind this?
He's just showing you his feet, and they need a rub. And then he's going to put that hoof back in the shoe. It's so disgusting.
I used to have a customer at Taboo Video. We used to have a porn booth in back. So people put quarters and, you know, jack off to their boobies, right? This gay guy, we told him not to do it, but he'll beg them to let them suck their toes.
Oh, yeah.
And we also told him, please, like, he'll beg them to piss in the guy's mouth.
Yeah.
And we eventually had to kick him out because...
Yeah, sometimes you do. Yeah.
Eventually, we had to kick him out because he was licking the sperm off the floor. So, I mean, it helps me clean up quicker, but we don't want people doing that kind of shit.
How
you know?
Old was this guy?
Late 60s.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean.
But yeah, that's a fetish that people
alive.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe somebody requested that David do this.
I mean, he's a 70-year-old man, and there's never been any implication that he's into, like.
But he takes requests because he did what the fans asked for last
this
time.
This is absolutely.
I think this is, yeah. And he also sometimes just makes bad boomer TikToks, you know?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? I was amazed two shows ago when you did a live show.
Yeah.
People were eating. There's two guys. One guy was doing that thing where shitting into. Well, can you?
You can say it.
Yeah.
How did you get away with not getting trouble in Austin?
Oh, with the city?
Yeah.
Oh, at the live show?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was actually day of, we were doing a run through. This is when we did it at the theater here. What's it called?
At the Paramount.
At the Paramount. And during our tech run, somebody was like, well, you know, you can't like show like something crazy. And I was like, wait, what? And they're like, well, I mean, you're not going to, I go, no, there's, we're not doing this. There's no rules. That's the only way we do this. There's no rules for anything. And they brought in like somebody else. And yeah, the agent had to call the team. Yeah. And I was like, look, this was always set up that this is going to be absolutely pushing it. And we're not holding back on anything. It's going to be one of the worst things you've ever experienced. And
I was the lady amazed. Was
like, and then after these phone calls, I mean, my agent was like, this has always been the thing. There's no restrictions. And when, and then we went for, and by the way, there are people who went to that.
I was there.
Yeah. I didn't realize you were there. Did I know that? I don't remember that. Cause that was September.
People were just throwing up and
people threw up. And also I also have friends of friends, like even Rogan called me. He goes, we had friends of ours go to your show and they said it was the worst thing they'd ever seen in their life. They left. They walked out. I was like, that's the goal, man.
Yeah.
That's
my friends in Germany, GGG, German goo girls and other like shit porn people, they were like elated that you were able to do that.
Yeah.
That's who we do it for.
But yeah, I couldn't imagine 15, 20 years ago, live event to show something like that. We would have gone prison for that. Easy. Like, I have to sit down, make sure not even a little bit of shit in the movie, or we get in trouble.
Really?
Yeah, one time Rock was fucking this girl in too much lube, and ass was wide open, and all this liquid just flew out, and we don't know if it's shit or lube.
Oh.
So, there's six of us. We have to vote and see if is that a shit or lube, and then
because if it is shit, that's a problem.
We can't sell it. We have to cut that stuff out.
How come?
It's not even necessarily legal, but police might find a reason to raid local porn shops, so we can't have that. Oh.
Oh my God! What is that?
So it's a class ring. It looks like it's grown into a dude's finger, a woman's finger, like. You know, you wear rings and then you can just gain weight. And this thing grew into this person's hand.
That's rough, Christine.
Yeah, it's pretty rad, huh? Take your rings off.
I'm a meat lover and I love hot dogs. Mayonnaise all over them, shooting down my throat. Ugh. Oh my goodness.
Miss Meat Lover, she's my new favorite. She posts her eating Slim Jims and different processed meats.
You know who else loves hot dogs?
Me.
No.
Hi, TikTok at the pool, eating a hot dog. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
I love hot dogs.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Oh, this is haunting.
Right? Happy birthday, Ashley. I hope this year is one of the best ones yet. We're sending
super
you lots
magical,
of love.
Super magical, and can't wait to meet you soon.
That's the Olsen twins.
Bye.
Super magical.
By the way, they have a look that I think the super elite would be attracted to.
Yes.
Very much so. This was another editing problem that we had. A guy was fucking two identical sisters. Mm-hmm. It's a problem because problem for me. So what happened is you could have sex. Two sisters can have sex with the same guy. That's not a problem. The problem is when he takes dick from one sister's pussy and put it in another sister's mouth, implying incest.
Oh, and so these two sisters were doing a scene
with a guy. So
that's fucking.
I mean, it's hot, but it's a problem. It's kind of hot to me, but it creates so much problem for me, you know, because you have a boner and trying to edit. But
yeah.
But these are the kind of things that you don't know behind the scene. The things that we have to deal with, you know,
that's a lot to deal with.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had to be careful on those edits too.
Yeah.
Hey, that's something. When you were editing porn, did you have to J or D like every day?
In the beginning, but after a while, you get so jaded, you know.
Yeah. And then
the problem is, eventually, you have to see something really, really hard.
You got to keep raising the stakes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a scene where Ashley Blue, a guy named Khan Tujan, the director, was choking the shit out of her. And she literally passed out. It's the point where...
And that's what you came to next?
I mean, I hate to say it, but yeah, it was like...
Yeah.
They gave me a boner at the time, you know? It's a terrible thing to say, but...
But you just liked that it was fault. Like... You were desensitized.
You were desensitized. You needed to...
This is 10 years ago, 10, yeah. 15
You're
years ago.
Better
you ever
now.
See... Because slaps are a thing, right? You ever see a slap that like is... Like,
well, Brandon Iron used to do one called Slap Happy, where he beat the shit out of the girls before they have sex.
Oh.
And I think some people feel uncomfortable because like there's no way those girls are into it. But some of them definitely into rough sex.
But some of them probably were not.
Sometimes they pretend like they're into it because they want to get extra job and money. So those are really hard things to see sometimes. But wasn't there like some famous Hollywood actress who recently said she's really into hard sex manhandle and she got in trouble for being honest? Kind of strange that it's really refreshing to hear a woman saying what she really wants. And she say it, and people get mad at her.
Yeah, the world is so hypocritical. But happy birthday, Ashley!
Ashley, Kate, happy birthday!
Oh yeah,
they're so dead inside those two.
Where's my sugar mamas around? I need one.
What do you
there
think?
There you go.
Well, that's more of a message to you.
Yeah, I mean, I like what he's putting out there, and I find
it's
him attractive.
Direct.
And
you said you like direct.
I
messages.
Like direct, so. I might take him up, you know.
I like he's got, I mean, his hair's doing something.
Something. Is he upside down? He might be hanging. His face is very
Jesus
red.
I don't he know. Looks squishier.
Yeah.
He does. He definitely has a look. Yoshi, we have to wrap up.
Okay.
But listen, man, it is always a treat to see you.
Really thank you for letting me do it.
Yeah, Yoshi. Wow.
If it's okay to plug a few things.
Yeah, of course. Please go ahead.
So I'm doing the Fringe in Scotland.
Yeah.
August 4th or 26th. Name of the show is Adult Content. And so I'm going to talk about my 25, 30 years in that business.
You're there right now. You're there right now. So if you have not yet seen the show, what's it called?
Edinburgh
it's called
Fringe
Adult Fest. Content.
Yeah, that's the name of the show on the Fringe.
And you're covering your years, especially the last decade that you were in it?
Yeah, a lot. You know that organization, Doctors Without Border?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Pervert Without a Border.
Yeah.
So I've been using beautiful. My knowledge to go the world. And this, I think this terrorism book with Kareem is going to be important because I think sex is a very difficult subject matter. I think you and Dr. Drew do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And I think because it's so difficult, people avoid it. But I'm sorry, but terrorism, there's some sexual factor that people are missing and not talking about. So I want to cover a little bit of that. They could find information at the adultcontent69.com.
Cool.
So a bunch of stories are there.
Great.
I've written.
I wish I could see this show.
And lastly, my friend Rosie Trans opening a hotel. I'll be there opening week, the318hotel.com. And if they want me to help them do some crazy sex history tour in New Orleans, I'll be doing it. So
fantastic.
That's it.
Fantastic. The
guys.
Great Yoshi, everybody. It's wonderful to see you. Thank you guys
Thank
for
you,
listening.
Yoshi.
Thank you for watching. And we will see you next time.
Okay.
All I know is she's probably crazy, like they all are.
They certainly are.
No.
Yeah, this
look like.
A lady who you can't imagine what she looks like.
I don't know. She could be Asian. She could.
Of course she's Asian. Of course she's Asian.
Ding, ding, chong.
Ding, ding, chong. Ding, ding, chong. Ding, ding, chong.
Big words. Big, big words. Big words. Big, big words. Big, big words.